Yeah, just wave your mobile at them. They'll be super excited.
All right.
All right, Pete.
Thank you.
Hey, guys, who have we got here?
We have Samson and Paulie.
Samson and Paulie. Amazing.
Yes.
How are you guys?
Good.
Busy?
Yeah. Not so much. It's not too bad.
Nervous? Right. Nervous about the Arias?
Not really. It's our third Arias now, so we're pretty used
Your
to
old
it.
Hat's old at hats. It now.
Excited. Yeah. We're excited.
Yeah, we're more excited.
Get to perform, so.
Yeah.
Amazing. Okay, cool. We're going to pre-record these boys for a little later in the show.
All right.
Okay. Hey, very special guest joining us on the show. Really excited to be chatting to part of Justice Crew. Paulie and Samson join us on the show this morning. Hey, guys, how are you?
Hello.
Yay.
Hey. We're good.
I was going to say a third. Is it a third of the crew?
Yeah, a third.
Yeah,
one
third, yeah.
Third of the crew.
Are you guys losing members? Like, every time I seem to see you guys, it's like, it just you look different.
It's like a crew. Have you had a crew cull
A crew cull.
Yeah, there used to be three extra members, but... they're off doing their own thing now.
Yeah.
So.
Right. Okay.
So what maybe another one will get cut. So.
How does that work? Like, do you all sit down like Sons of Anarchy style? Is there a gavel where you kind of decide who gets cut next?
In or out?
Yeah. It's not really. It wasn't really expected. It's just over time. You know.
Yeah.
They've realized that the crew is just isn't for them anymore. And we support them 100% with whatever they decide. You know. And so, but yeah, like the crew you see today is, we're still going strong and we hope to for a long time.
So do they start their own crew? Do you have like crew, like crew meetups or like battles or whatever?
I'm not sure. That'd be actually pretty funny.
Battle off. Cool.
That would actually be so cool. Hey, before we go any further, we need to say a massive congratulations, guys. 3 ARIA nominations and you are performing on the night. It's really exciting, right? Yay.
So excited.
Yeah.
Can you give us an insight into your performance or is it all hush hush still?
We don't know what we're doing yet.
Okay, so you're about as prepared as we are.
Exactly.
Pretty much. Yeah, pretty much.
Hey, there's 6 of you in the crew, right? Two of us doing the talk. Are you the main talkers for the crew? Like, what happens if you guys accept the aria? You get up there. Like, who does the talking? Do you each say a little sentence or does one do the talking on the behalf of? Like, have you thought of that yet?
they haven't even got a performance ready.
So.
Yeah. I think whoever gets to the mic first.
Yeah, so we're going to race. We're going to get up and run.
In all seriousness, though, do you guys have a little huddle and then you're like, okay, if we're up for this one, when we've got a nom, boys, who's going to get up there and say all of the thank yous?
Not really. We haven't even thought about that. I think it's just like we're just going to take it as it comes.
Yeah.
And, we know who to thank and stuff. But other than that, when we haven't really planned anything in that sense.
Just flying by the seat of your pants.
Because you guys have come along. The journey you guys have had so far is unbelievable. Has it hit home? Like, or is it, you're still flying by the success you've had off, K-Sara, 5 times platinum.
Mm.
Like, is that a surreal feeling? how does it feel?
Yeah. I don't, it's hard to explain. It's like because we're still very young and we're still new to the music industry. Like for us, like when people say it's a big deal, like we're like, okay, cool, it's a big deal, but like what now?
Yeah.
we do appreciate the support the fans continue to give us, and we do appreciate everything that's happened so far. We're humble and grateful by it, but it hasn't kicked in yet. Like, I mean, it's even just, winning Australia's Got Talent is still unreal.
And off the back of that, I was quite surprised. It just feels like you've been around forever. Mm. Like, we work in radio, we're playing your songs all of the time and lucky enough to chat to you guys and whatever. And then when it was this chat about how exciting Justice the Crew have announced their first ever album, I was like, what the hell?
What first album?
You guys have never had it. Why so long? You just, is that been a process where you've thought, let's do single by single and just take our time with like the first ever feature length album?
I think like for us, like because we went to go tour North America for Que Sera, right?
Mm.
So when we were hitting all the radio stations, we'll explain, Que Sera is like one of the big, the biggest song in Australia right now.
Yeah.
And then they'll ask, so what else do you guys have? And we're like, and then, is it an album? Do you guys have an album?
You're like, oh, we can like, dance or do a head spin like that.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
It was a really common question that we were asked in the States. So I think it's good now that we have, you know, something like to that represents us. Like it's a solid body of work, and you know, like it's not just one song every few months. It's like a solid, you know, it represents us in, you know, different forms of sounds and different forms of songs. And it's just, it's not that we, you know, we were putting it off. We did want an album. I think just like currently these days, it's more single based. Like a lot of people, they go on the net, they go on iTunes. It's more, you know, it's purely purchasing singles and stuff. So, but ever since the States, like, you know, they we were questioned about an album, so we were like, yeah, we got to get an album out, so that next time we do go international, then, you know, we'll be prepared this time.
Well, you can tick the box with that one. It's coming out real soon, 28th of November, Live By The Words.
Yes.
Boys, we were lucky enough to get a track listing of your album, the new album coming up, right? It's called Live By The Words.
Who gave it to you?
Well, your record label did, so you can blame them. There's 12 songs on there. And before this interview, we thought, you know what? Imagine if we tested these guys. We put you on the spot. You're talking up the album. Can you actually practice what you preach? Can you live by the words? Do you actually know what song goes where on the album and in what order?
Oh, I might be able to.
It's time for a track.
Because you know what you
want. It's a track test. Right.
You work on something for so long, you know, sometimes you just go, oh, yes, yes, yes. And then all of a sudden you just forget until somebody questions you about it. So we're going to test your track knowledge. let's see how you go.
All right. I'll kick it up. And we're going to go at random. Okay. So let's go number four.
Track four on the album.
Any ideas?
Oh, wait, I know this one. No,
you're looking, you're stepping
no, you're
away.
Searching
you
it.
Know, you've got to tell us straight off.
Track four, that's Rise and Fall.
Yeah. Did you Google that?
Rise and Fall?
Did you Google that somehow?
No, we just knew.
All right, Brendo.
There's the intro, then there's Kate. We know.
All right, track 11.
Track 11.
It's the new one we've done.
The newest one?
It's the one with the singing and the laughing, I think.
Oh, Life's a Party. Yeah, that was one of the last ones we did.
All right, what about this? This is my favourite track title, number six.
Oh, is it my favourite one? Is it my favourite one?
What's your favourite one?
Is it Love My Life?
You've missed it by one. It's boom, boom.
That was our first number one.
Okay.
All right, one more. I've got one more for you where we're testing Justice Crew's knowledge on their track listing off their new album, Live By The Words. It's out November 28. Intro.
That's the track.
Oh, that must be the last one. No.
I was like, is this a trick question?
I'm just trying to catch you guys out. Okay, you're on it.
What is the intro? Is that a musical intro or is that like a speaking intro?
It's like a motivation.
Yeah, it's like a moment. Yeah,
yeah.
That's so cool.
It's based on stuff that it's based on like things, something that actually happens before we go on stage. Like.
So when we're like behind the curtains or something about to go on stage, we're like we always huddle. So we recorded that, what we say to each other and how excited we get.
Can
you give us a little snippet?
What do you say? What do you say to each other?
It's like a pep talk.
It's
pretty much.
How's my hair look now?
Anything in my teeth or?
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, we can't wait to hear the intro as well as the other 11 tracks. It's your new album, Live By The Words. It's on sale November 28, Justice Crew. Paulie and Samson, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Awesome. Thanks for having us.
And good luck with the Arias.
Thank you.
Awesome. That'll do it.
Thanks, guys.
Awesome.
No worries.
Appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of your day, all right?
You too.
Okay,
thank you.
See you, boys. Bye.
Bye.
All right, see ya. That's it.
They're like, oh, we're going to test you on the